Never buy real estate in this kind of neighborhood. That's today's show. Let's dive into it. Hey everyone, welcome to the show. When you're done with today's episode, you'll know the types of neighborhoods to avoid when purchasing rental real estate. That's today's show. I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. And in 2017, I decided to leave my day job because of financial freedom, to focus on helping other people build financial freedom. And the vehicle that we use is buy and hold real estate. And we focus on cash flow, right? Each property produces a certain amount of cash flow every month from a tenant who lives in the property, has a great place to live. And I, as a landlord, managed by a property management company, I get to enjoy the benefits of taxes and that monthly cash flow. That's how you build financial freedom, right? It's financial intelligence here on this channel. On today's show, I want to talk about one area, kind of neighborhood that you never want to buy real estate in. Now, I'm talking about buying real estate for the purposes of buy and hold, placing a tenant, and allowing that property to cash flow. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't buy this type of property if you want to live in this kind of house. That's not what I'm talking about. Again, buy and hold rental real estate. Okay? Got me on the same page? So I'm going to throw this out to you. I'm going to throw out two choices. We're going to play a little game at home, see if you can figure this out. If you're sitting there with your partner right now, turn up the volume. Okay? Take out your AirPods and say, honey, we're going to play a little quiz here. And I want to see which of you gets this right. Okay? Question one. So you have the opportunity to buy a brand new house, brand new $80,000 house, okay, in a whole brand new subdivision. It's kind of like Back to the Future. Remember the movie, one of the best movies of all time, Back to the Future, when they're driving past that community and he goes back to the 1950s and there's nothing there but a cornfield. And then suddenly there's a brand new subdivision. That's what I'm talking about. You have the opportunity to buy in a brand new subdivision. There's no trees yet. It's kind of built out of nowhere. It came up out of nowhere. And you have the opportunity to buy a house in that neighborhood that you would then hope would rent for $800, $900 a month. That's your goal. Okay. Brand new construction. And that's what you're going to purchase. Okay. That's one option. The second option is that you're going to buy in an older established neighborhood. Now, older, I mean, maybe built, you know, during or right after World War II or before World War II. There's a lot of old growth trees. There's some older homes that might not be as flashy and nice as the new construction that you're looking at, right, in this brand new subdivision. And it's going to rent for $800, $900 a month. And you're going to pay roughly the same amount. Which choice? Which one would you pick? You're sitting there right now thinking, huh? Which one would I pick? Well, wait a minute. This brand new house, this brand new construction, this brand new subdivision, I like brand new things. Don't we all? Huge mistake. Absolutely huge mistake to buy a rental property in a brand new neighborhood. It's a neighborhood that you should avoid at all costs for buying rental properties. Now, I've bought new construction properties in established older neighborhoods. That's a caveat. And why do I love older established neighborhoods? Well, don't take my word for it. Just take simple data, okay? Take long history of really smart real estate investors who know what they're talking about. Buying rental properties in old established neighborhoods is stable. There is stability in them there hills. Why? Because in these older established neighborhoods, you're going to have a lot of people who own these properties free and clear. So I want you to look for neighborhoods where there's a lot of owner occupants who've lived in the properties for a number of years, where you've got a lot of stability from a job market in those areas, where people aren't as transient, and you're not betting on the fact that all these people are going to move into this brand new subdivision. Now, remember the horror stories we saw during the last crash and all of these new developments that were popping up in Florida and Phoenix and Las Vegas and California, all of these towns where they became ghost towns. No one was living in them. I remember a 60 Minutes piece where was walking down the middle of the street and they're all boarded up, all brand new houses, no one living in them. Why? Because people would need loans to move into those types of homes. So then you have all of these people carrying leverage in these particular neighborhoods. And what happens if there's a market correction? Those people could be out of their homes with foreclosures. Then an entire subdivision is bottled up because of foreclosures and short sales. What does that do for you as the one property in that area that's now has a tenant living in there? They're going to demand lower rent, or they're going to move out, and you're going to be in the same position as the other people that had these homes sitting there, brand new construction, and now are foreclosed upon. Today's episode is brought to you by Purple Mattress. Wait till you hear at the end of this ad, I'm going to tell you how you can get a free pillow from them. And I got to tell you, Purple Mattress, there's a lot of different mattress companies out there, and I've tried a lot of them. Purple Mattress is the best mattress that I've ever bought. We recently just upgraded our bed. We had a queen mattress that we had for a number of years, one of those memory foam mattresses. I used to wake up with a stiff back, a stiff neck. And you get really hot at night because those memory foam mattresses, you cook. It's like putting an egg on a frying pan. That's what it feels like. Not with Purple Mattress. I said, I've got to try these things. I've heard so many great results from friends that bought a Purple Mattress. I'm going to try it. It is fantastic. It feels like one of those hotel beds you go to that you never want to leave. You know, that's what it feels like. It's amazing. So we just got a King Purple Mattress, and it's the best mattress I've ever bought. Hands down, I will praise them till the cows come home. This is a personal experience on my end that I'm very particular about my sleep. My wife likes to joke that don't ever wake Clayton up. Don't ever wake my husband up because it's like waking a bear. And this mattress is fantastic. You know, I used to wake up all stiff, hot, sweaty, not anymore. Purple Mattress, this thing is incredible. It's so comfortable. It stays nice and cool at night. And it's different than anything I've ever felt before because the material was actually created by a rocket scientist. That's no joke. They actually created this brand new material developed by an actual rocket scientist. I'm sure you've seen the commercials where they drop a guy that's covered in eggs. They drop him from like 10 feet and the eggs don't break. Because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while you're sleeping and you still feel really comfortable. It's breathable, so it sleeps very cool. It's really, really amazing. And you get a 100-night risk-free trial. So you can try it. I'm telling you what, if you don't like this bed, you can return it. If you're not fully satisfied, you get a full refund. It also has a 10-year warranty. They do free shipping and returns, and they'll even do free home setup for you. And they'll take your old mattress and get rid of it. You are going to love Purple. It's the best mattress I've ever bought. I absolutely love it. My wife thinks it's like heaven sleeping in this bed. Right now, our listeners are going to get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts that they're offering site-wide. So all you have to do to get this, and the only way to get it is just for listeners of this show, you just have to text the word investing, text investing to the phone number 474747. It's super simple. The only way to get this free pillow is to text investing to 474747. That's INVESTING to 474747. Message and data rates may apply. You've got to check out Purple Mattress. I'm telling you what, it's a great gift for the holidays. It's great for you. It will change your sleeping life. Thanks, Purple. So two points to make here. The older, more established neighborhoods typically are going to have many free and clear houses. In fact, new report out just this week talking about one of my favorite rental markets in Detroit, Michigan, where 82%, a whopping 82% of all the properties being bought and sold in that area right now are cash deals. What does that mean? That means stability. That means that there aren't loans on those properties. That means that those properties are owned free and clear so that there is stability. If there's a big downturn in these older established Detroit and Detroit metro area suburbs, those houses are going to be stable. You're not going to see a glut of foreclosures in those areas. You're not going to see a glut of short sales like you saw before. They're either owner-occupied, and they're moving in because they see value in buying this distressed property for $40,000 and putting $30,000 worth of rehab into it and fixing it up and living in it. I want to be in those neighborhoods. So even on new construction properties that I've purchased, they're next door to that type of a house, an older established property. So I might buy an infill lot and vacant lot in a city and have built properties on those vacant lots. And I've certainly bought properties that were built 1 or 2 years ago that were on lots like that. next to established properties. So there you go. That's a look at the neighborhoods that I do not want to buy in. Never buy in the Back to the Future neighborhood. Okay, stay away from those at all costs. I hope you found this helpful. If I did help you out in any kind of way to take action and become a real estate investor, then please subscribe to the channel. I really hope you do. I really hope you take action because I believe real estate is the number one way to build wealth. It's the number one way to reach financial freedom, the tax benefits, all of it we describe here on the channel. So I hope you will find all of our resources helpful for you to take action. We'll see you next time, everyone.